Day 7, December 6th. Today's reflection is based on Amos chapter 5, verses 18 through 27, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Aaron Teeter, class of 2024. In the days of Amos, the kingdom of Israel was flourishing. Their king, Jeroboam, had been around for a long time. He had expanded the nation's boundaries, he had drawn in great wealth through his policies, he had pleased the powerful with what they considered to be a successful reign as their king. However, the Lord took issue with Jeroboam's success because he was exploiting the poor. Through his policies, Jeroboam was forcing the poor to provide the rich and powerful with the resources of the land, so that the wealth of the land flowed upward, away from the small farmers, serfs, and slaves who composed the overwhelming majority of the population. It flowed upward to the large landowners, the nobility, the great temples, and the crown itself. Scripture, Culture, and Agriculture, Ellen Davis, 68 and 69. Therefore, the Lord sent the prophet Amos to declare judgment and proclaim a different vision of success for the kingdom of Israel. Success would mean that Israel would live by God's version of justice, a justice that would roll down to all instead of flowing up to support only those at the top. God's version of justice would be like torrents of water that broke through the barriers at the top to flow down and provide everyone with an ever-living and flowing stream. "Let justice roll down like torrents of water," said Amos. "Let righteousness flow like an ever-living stream." Let us seek this version of justice as we celebrate the season of Advent. Let us anticipate God's justice in the birth of Jesus Christ, who was born not among the rich and powerful, but among the poor and lowly, so that he might reveal God's justice to be an ever-living stream that rolls down to all, no matter their place in life. Today's prayer. God of justice, thank you for the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has revealed the full expression of your justice in this world. May you teach us to walk according to his ways, and in so doing, become a people of your justice. Amen.